You know, I don't think that we show enough appreciation to people on the show for how much effort they put in. And Mr. Kellen McCoy is one of them, as he took his entire setup on the road so that way we could record an episode on his way to camping. So I want to give a little round of applause and some thank you to Kel, so that way we're not strained on episodes. Let's give him a little clap.
Ooh, clap. Kelly live from Mount Everest right now.
Yeah, from my brutal out in the wilderness Airbnb with five rooms and high speed Wi-Fi.
I mean, sounds like you're really struggling. Like, do they even have room service?
I'm roughing it. No room service. So that's why it's not. That's why it's real camping.
Really living like the 99%, huh?
but you were on your way camping. Is that what you said to me earlier today?
Yeah. It's my like extended family's like annual camp out, and they do it in Gettysburg. And last year, we had a 4-person cabin, but I have 3 kids, so we now have 5 people. So we're allowed to stay in it last year because we kind of were stuck. Mm. But yep. we have to be on the wait list for a bigger cabin, and I didn't get one this year yet. So I think I'm at the top of the list because they offered me like a glamping tent.
Oh, so okay. It was
like
all right.
Apparently, it's like a tent that can fit 5 people. But it was still like a tent with hard floor, and I was like, small children.
Whatever a glamping tent is, it sounds mildly illegal.
I mean, I think it sounds fine. I have really small children, so
yeah.
They're like, you know, it's just easier to have 4 walls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're in Gettysburg, huh? What's the address?
Oh my God! What are you, Tim?
I'm what Tim wishes he was.
Oh wow,
man!
I mean,
dyingly clever. There.
We all have people to aspire to.
Oh my gosh!
Nice.
That was a good quip from Tim.
Right.
All
right.
So it's funny is I what I meant is I'm aspiring to be John, but
we all took it as a burn.
By the way,
I. I completely deserve it because I'm constantly an asshole to Tim. So, as far as I'm concerned, Tim gets unlimited burns from me.
All right, so on to my band topic. We all love camping. We're all camping guys. Obviously, I mean, 3 of the guys here are Eagle Scouts. So,
call motherfucker.
So, what are some of your favorite camping experiences? Either just like location, or was there just like a fun like thing that happened when you went camping? Like, talk about some fun camping. Stories.
I got a great one. Great Boy Scout story. It's probably always my favorite. So okay. I actually don't even think I was a Boy Scout yet. I think I was still a Weeblo in Cub Scouts, so I was pretty young, like 10. And my brother's troop, the one I eventually joined, was going to Old Rag Mountain, which is out in
Old Rag.
It's either West Virginia or Maryland. I can't remember.
It's way better than New Rag.
But Old Rag is a great hike. It's like three little mountain peaks. Each one gets a little bigger. It gets rockier as you go higher up. It's pretty close to the Appalachian Trail. It's a little bit off, though.
A lot of switchbacks, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, a lot of switchbacks. And so we went on this trip. I was still like 10 years old. And at the bottom of the mountain, it was like 72 degrees. So it was like a warm day. We're all in shorts and t-shirts. We start hiking up, and we see some clouds starting to come across the mountains. And by the time we were like 75% through the hike, it was like 30 degrees and began to like snow like dangerously.
Oh my gosh.
And so we get to the top, and we're all freezing, and we had to go down the backside of the mountain, which is basically just a really steep switchback all the way down to the bottom, where you go to this like fire trail, like a jeep trail, and that you have to go like all the way back around to the front side of the mountain to get back. And by the time we get to the bottom, it's just pouring down rain. Like we had a park ranger come up and like make sure we were safely getting off the mountain because it was like getting dangerous.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Oh man, and it was very fun. I had a blast. I'm sure all the adults were very nervous, but as a child with their responsibilities and just like playing in snow and rain on the rocks, it was great.
Oh yeah. That's like the best thing.
It's one of my lasting memories.
Yeah, so I'd say my best camping memory with the Boy Scouts slash in general was with the Boy Scouts. You know, surprise, surprise.
Hmm.
I did this, I was trying to do a summer camp program. It was like an equestrian one. So, like, I would learn how to ride a horse. We'd, like, travel distances. You'd, like, sleep with next to the horses or something crazy like that. But all the instructors who were going to teach the horses, they got sick, presumably with horse flu. No, I'm not kidding. I'm making that up. There's no such thing as horse flu.
I was like, I had not heard of that. That's new. I'm going to Google that.
It kind of sounds like something that could exist.
I mean,
yeah,
yes.
Right, yeah. Yeah, it was first introduced in 1998 when all the horse girls, they couldn't get away from their horses. Anyways, so.
There is a horse flu. Just called equine influenza.
Nice.
There you go.
Well, there you go. I didn't tell a lie. They all got horse flu. I'm sure of it.
they all got that horse flu that I didn't know about.
Right. So I had to switch up what program I was going to do. So I switched to the Mountain Man program, where you it was kind of like a not entirely sanctioned by the BSA because we did stuff that you couldn't do as a Boy Scout, like throwing knives,
cigarettes,
throwing knife competitions. We had what's another big one? We like cooked our own food. Well, obviously, you know, but like it was like weird stuff, like bull's tongue, bull's heart, stuff like that.
Oh yeah.
We made our own knife. That's another thing you can't do as a Boy Scout. And there was one night for gambling, which is another thing you cannot do as a Boy Scout.
Yeah, so. I would think so, yeah.
It sounds like all the cool kids definitely went to that.
Right, sounds like the coolest camp out, yeah.
But it's because we were kind of shoehorned in, they already ran out of root beer, so we didn't get any freshly made root beer from the sarsaparilla roots of the campground.
Mm.
Has there ever been a better name for a plant root than sarsaparilla?
I don't think so.
Sarsaparilla.
No.
Sounds so refreshing.
It does. It does.
It's a good one.
The only, like, Jake introduced us at the top of this intro saying we're all lovers of camping. I'm not really in that. It's not really something I'm going to go out of my way to do, but there is an exception to that rule. That's if, instead of just camping, I also get to bring a gun and hunt game.
See, yeah, that's fun.
Because I love going camping with my grandfather in PA. We went just on one of the other farms, and we were like, we're gonna spend the night on this property so we can get into the stands as early as possible. And it didn't shoot a huge buck, but I got a doe that particular camping trip, and it was just a lot of fun. I was with my cousins, and we played our Nintendo Game Boys and had a good old time, and then I murdered in the morning.
Wow, that sounds great. John, what was the address of that farm?
By the way, you have never had proper venison until you have had proper backstrap breakfast for breakfast with scrambled eggs and buttered toast.
Like fresh. Yeah. Mm. Oh, I'm sure, of course.
My grandmother... She can cook some damn venison, let me tell you. Ooh. Breakfast of Kings.
Yeah, it is. It was like one of my cousins actually brought deer bacon, I think, over one time, and so good.
I don't think that technically exists, but cool.
Well, I mean, like, it was flattened down to, like, you know, fried on the stove and shit like that. They were just like, it's deer bacon. I was young at the time, so sure. I was like, yeah, okay.
I ain't never eaten no venison belly.
But, man, for camping and stuff, like, I haven't gone as camping as much as I'd wanted to in the past couple of years, but one of my better memories of it was, it's kind of like going back and forth because it is camping at the same time, but not intense.
Mm.
And that was when I was in Iceland, and was like, it was pretty much every day we hiked like a couple miles, like around, I think, 10 miles a day, roughly.
Oh my God. Wow.
And then and then went to like these little setups. Like, and the only reason I say this is more camping is because like the toilets are outside and shit like that. Mm-hmm. And
okay,
the temperature, and like you're crammed in like a cabin with like 30 people. Like it's
tight.
Oh yeah, it's like you and a bunch of other people. Because I was on a tour. Like they were saying, do not just fucking go into the Icelandic outback.
Right, yes. Right.
He will die.
Yeah. But I wanna.
Yeah, but honestly, it was great because like they provided like some food and stuff for us and cook. And so like each of us would take turns cooking. Like we drank. Like, we tried to barter with people for alcohol. I remember that. It was, like, me and a couple guys from Honduras. Like, we were just kept trying to be like, come on, just get us some shit. And these people, because there were people that were driving up these spots, purposely. And we were just like, and they're like, yeah, no, we're not going to do that. Damn it.
All I want is five handles of Jack Daniels.
Oh, it wouldn't be that. It would have been Brenovan. So, yeah. It would have been, like, that rye whiskey.
Brenovan, different meads and stuff, too, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, but it was great. Like it was a transition through different passages. Like it was like in the beginning, it kind of was like average. Like you're walking on volcanic rock, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then it went from like rainy certain days, so like you're walking 5 miles in the rain, going through a river. Like at one point, like you actually had to take your shoes off, like up to your underwear, basically, to walk forward this thing.
Jeez, that's amazing.
And the water was like freezing, and then by the time you get back home, back to the next place, you're like, all right, here you go, and then you go lay down, and you're like, a couple inches away is someone else, and you're like, well, about to get real comfortable with these people,
right?
Yeah.
So we became okay friends by the end of it.
Yeah, but
it was great. It was great, though. Like, good time. Yeah. We need to do it again.
So mine is a fairly short one, but for my bachelor party, me and a bunch of friends went up to Savage River State Forest to go camping one weekend, and it was really good. We were on the moon the whole time, so that was fun.
Nice.
And then there was one point where we were hiking through. It's all just mountains up there, so we were hiking up and down, you know, mountains and hills and stuff. And there was one point where my buddy was like, oh, I found this weird hole in the ground. And he takes a stick and shoves it in there.
Mm.
And then he was like, run. And we just start running. And apparently hornets came out.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I was about to say, was it a hornet's nest?
Yeah, it was a hornet's nest. So he stuck a stick in there. And he just heard... he was just, run! We don't booked it.
Oh my gosh!
So after that, he was not allowed to put sticks in places he was not supposed to.
Mm-hmm. Sacred right.
Sorry, Chris, I can't do that anymore. Well, you guys are asked to go put swords in places you're not supposed to. As at the end of last episode, Zirlila, the head priestess here in Cypress Point, asked if you guys could go deal with that problem at the Cypress Point Boathouse. That you guys did go there at one point, but you managed to say, we don't need to do this right now, and walked away.
Yeah, we promptly said, fuck that shit, and left.
Yeah, after seeing Benson get hit, and they were just like, no, we're good.
Nah.
But I want to... let me reset the encounter here. I want to know, what are you guys thinking? Like, what do you think your approach is going to be as you walk in here? Because you know how many creatures there are, and you know somewhat of what they're capable of.
I genuinely have no idea how to approach this. Because, like, me and Grimshot can't approach this safely. There is no safe way to approach this. We are heavily armored knights, and there's water.
Yeah.
Hey, Elkwood, look at the old spell list.
Elkwood, Kezra, you want to deal with this?
Kezra, do you have a spell to suck out all the oxygen out of the water? And or light the water on fire somehow? I don't know.
Not quick.
Napalm.
Not quite. What do I have that can help us here?
Oh, I will say, you guys do have a long rest. I don't know if you gave yourselves that yet. But,
I would not agree to come in here otherwise.
I figured.
Yeah.
Kezra, I know you're tired, but let's just keep going.
Just
you're keep. Missing, like, all your teeth at this point. But right.
And you have no spells? Yeah, perfect. Perfect time.
Perfect.
My father always said it was the best time.
I mean, we could... I mean, this is crude, but could take some of those like boxes that are like heavy crates and like tie 50-foot ropes to them, and then you guys could just be tethered. It's an idea.
Yeah.
Mm. So one person gets dragged in, the other pulls them out, some kind of thing.
Or you can pull yourself out, but yes, either or.
I was about to say, if we tether to each other, that means if one person goes in, you both go in.
Yeah, the other person also goes in. He did.
The only idea that I kind of was thinking about, because like when we were cleaning up the dead bodies and stuff, Elk was bringing them over here, namely. So we could use some of the dead bodies as bait, perhaps, to draw them out. Because, I mean, it's whatever. They're slavered dead corpses, so whatever that. But if we could, like, try to drag them out, like, at least get one of them out.
I know, yeah.
Because I think there was three?
Yes.
Yeah, there was three.
Jesus. Is it planks all the way around? Because the only other thing I could think of is Elk could climb to the roof, like, maybe peel a couple boards up, and then, like, use that as a sniping position.
It is a boathouse, so, and it has an interior, so, you could theoretically pull open a few planks from the roof and take shots from above. You just have to put them back, because this is Zerlila would have told you at some point that this is a community-owned boathouse. The story behind it, I can give you this, is kind of fun, is that the people that owned it are no longer here, but they liked those people, and this boathouse was very, very good to have around, so now everyone just kind of pitches in every now and then. Some people clean up, some people repair stuff, you know, they all kind of do their part here.
The question is, do they want it or not?
Believe me, Elk, you don't want to deal with the HOA fees if you do anything detrimental to that boathouse.
I'll paint it the wrong color.
What do we remember about the abilities of these creatures?
I remember that their mating conditions were just wild. And I remember saying that verbatim.
Yeah. That's true.
I think they can launch themselves from the water and attack. Like, that sounds like something they can do.
And don't they have a long tongue as well?
They do. So here's what you guys saw.
The teeth.
That's the main thing. So you know that they do have something called aquatic ambush, their Timba, which is the thing that it's a one action thing to move up to their speed plus 10 and then get an attack off. And if it does it can only do this if it hasn't been detected, which means that you're always flat-footed to this ability. And then you know that it had the poison tooth thing, so it breaks off a tooth in you, leaving you bleeding and drained. It has the attacks of opportunity as well, It didn't have the long tongue, but it did have a tail with a 15-foot reach.
Okay, that's what it was.
This is one encounter. Kezra can buff the hell out of the paladins, the champions, and we can just go in and clean house. I have a spell that will be really helpful against these things, but I could literally haste both of you. I could give you stone skin. I could make you big. I could make Elk invisible. Like, we can kill these things.
What are the benefits of being big again?
You get reach, you get extra damage. You become large. You also become clumsy one, so your AC goes down a little bit. But you get an extra 5 feet of reach, and you get plus 2 damage to melee damage.
If I get large, do I also get in charge?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yes. That is correct. Yeah.
You get thick.
I don't know. I think I might... Very nice there, but... I think I might prefer stone skin. I don't know about you, Tim.
I'll take being large.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So I will haste both of you. I will stone skin Benson. I will enlarge Grimshaw. And I will cast Blink on myself and I guess Invisibility on Elk.
Just dump out all the spell slots in the first 5 seconds.
I mean, there's no reason not to.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
You know this is the alien county you guys are doing for the day, so.
Yeah, and when it comes to these things, we don't want anyone dragged into the water.
So. Yes, that is also true. So, okay, so let's go ahead. I'm going to try to do something here, John. So there's a spell.
Actually, can I? Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, good. Well, I was going to say, so there's a spell effect. I'm going to try to drag it onto your token and just see if that works.
Okay.
Let me see if this works on here.
Oh, that's so cool. I was actually about to say, since the grappling and dragging is probably the bigger concern here, can I not get stone skin and can I get enlarge?
Yeah, I don't think stone skin makes you less buoyant, technically. I mean, I guess it should, but...
No, I just mean being larger and harder to grapple.
Yeah, I also think the reach might be useful for you since they have some reach. That's why I thought enlarge was good.
Yeah, I think you're right. I'd rather go with the enlarge if I can.
Okay.
You can have both if you want.
It's also both? True.
Yeah, sure.
Cup runneth over.
Wait, can we both be enlarged?
Yeah.
Whoa, sick.
Alright, so you want to be enlarged too, there, Timbo?
Yeah.
Alright, here we go.
Yeah.
I've expended all the spells, so everybody's good to go when we want to start.
Just to tell everyone at home, it did work when I pulled the enlarged spell effect on, and their tokens actually grew. So that was that was freaking awesome. Buy Foundry, everyone, please.
Mm-hmm.
We are not sponsored. I'm just a big fan.
I'm a fan of everything except the crit ruler.
that's fair. John just hates actual RNG.
Yes, I hate it. Why can't I guarantee that I'm going to be cool?
Yeah. Okay.
I'm
ready.
All right. So, you know, as you go to approach the boathouse, there are the two doors that go into the central boathouse chamber, boathouse interior. And you also know that there's that little, closet mm-hmm. to the west of it. That I think you opened the door, Grimshaw, but I don't think you actually looked into it.
We didn't. We didn't spend time examining.
Okay. So, do you want to spend time looking in that? I'm not gonna say you waste your time on spells.
Sure.
Or whatever.
Sure. Sure.
Okay. All right. So I will read the room again. So this is called Tackle Storage. This room has several boxes, barrels, and nets lining the walls and stacked in orderly piles around the room. Double doors lead out to the east and south. You would be coming in from the south door there. Looks like a bunch of boxes, barrels, and nets lining all over the place.
Okay.
Some of them look to be fresher than the others.
All right, so if I did a perception, anything turn up?
Yes, as you sort of rifle around and open a few boxes and see what's in there. You see that there looks to be a bunch of fishing gear around the room. There appears to be three items that are particularly out of place.
Hmm.
There appears to be a crude map of the town of Cypress Point, marked with likely past a firewood spread from the boathouse.
Oh my gosh!
A large metal jug containing some kind of liquid and a small wooden box. Which thing would you like to open first?
Well, I guess I already looked at the look at the map, I suppose.
I just meant between the jug and the wooden box.
Oh, gotcha. We'll look at the box.
All right, you open the box. The wooden box contains a jumble of 40 tinder twigs.
Yeah. Okay. And the jug, I'm assuming, is some flammable liquid.
Gasoline.
As soon as you open it, Kezra smells it and realizes that is a jug of alchemist fire.
A jug of alchemist.
Ooh, so its content.
I want it.
So it can't be used as a splash weapon because it's too big, bulky. But is it no danger of igniting as is currently stored? But its contents can be poured into two separate vials to produce two vials of greater alchemist fire.
Greater?
Yes.
Oh my god! gosh, we haven't come across any greater alchemical items. This is serious stuff.
What kind of damage are you looking at with a greater?
Oh man,
I'll pull it up.
I was gonna say, Kelly probably knows. But,
yeah,
it's the same damage. It just gives maximum riz.
It's it's an 11th level bomb.
Oh my gosh.
Ooh. It's a plus two to attack bonuses, 3d8 fire damage, 3 persistent fire, and 3 fire splash.
So good.
It's pretty awesome.
So good.
Yeah, and you can make 2 of them, so.
Wow. Put that in the old inventory for later.
Yep.
Yeah. So just that. And then the cool thing too here is that when you do empty that in order to make it, you have a metal jug that you could use for something else. You know what I mean? Like, which I know sounds like kind of whatever, but it's like a metal jug actually can contain certain acids. It can contain certain other things. So
yeah, it's quite useful. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So that's all that is in that room.
Sweet.
So I want to make sure I gave you that. What's your approach here into the interior room?
Yeah, do you want to do a pincer attack kind of deal, or do you want to pile in behind each other? What
pincer,
do you feel,
baby.
We did pincer last time.
Mm-hmm. I'll go in this other door.
Okay. Yeah, I will go with... I'll go with Benson.
All right, I'm going to go with Benson. And Elkwood, did you want to go on the roof?
Yeah, I was going to say I could go on the roof and like pry up like 2 things or something.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. Okay. So when
I'll break it.
Yeah. Of course,
I will make sure that it's reusable.
I will very lightly pull the boards up.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll leave you outside for now, and then once we actually get into the room, then I'll move you to where you can be. So whoever wants to open the door, you may do so.
Breach in 3, 2, 1. Boom. I cannot get in.
Breach in 1, 2.
Fuck.
Benson wasn't opening the door.
Oh, yeah. Turns out I'm stupid.
He goes up, it's one of the handles he doesn't know how to do. He's like, what? Why? You just you pull it down?
That's an old joke. I don't understand. How do I do it?
It's a push door. Oh.
Oh, okay. All right, so you guys get into the boathouse, and you can see what appears to be still some blood and maybe a few bits of clothing and bits of slavers, perhaps, sort of occupying the water here in the boathouse interior.
May I make a perception check to try to see these things in the water?
Mm-hmm. You may.
Yep. Seek actions for the both of us.
Yep.
Oh shit! That was really good.
Two Ooh, giant champions too. Walk in the room.
I see it. 32
and a 31.
Uh huh.
Natty 19 on the die. What'd you get, Tim?
Natty 19 on the die.
Let's
baby.
Go.
That is enough to beat all 3 of their stealth DCs.
Yes.
Oh, that's actually huge.
That's very huge. That means they can't ambush us.
That is correct. So I have revealed them on the map. So one of them is over in the top left corner, as they were. Another one is in the center of the room, but one of them appears to be directly under the walkway in the boathouse interior.
I was just about to ask, since I'm now a big boy and have reach, can I attack that one?
Yes, I will go ahead and say that, but let's go ahead and roll for initiative.
Yeah.
I will roll with intimidation, attempting to intimidate the one in front of me.
Alright, so they were hiding, but you see it, so now you can do that. I'll go ahead and move you just to the center of the room, so that way you have vision of everything.
But that works. Oh. I'm swimming, guys! Water's fine,
come in! Let me get everybody's initiative into the initiative tracker. Kruth number 1, Kruth number 2, Kruth number 3. Alright. Grimshaw, what did you get?
Not as good for my initiative. Oh! Wait a second, I forgot. I'm freaking Grimshaw. I'm gonna destabilize my timeline because I'm a gambling man. Let's go, baby. Let's go.
Bullshit tactics that were made up because bullshit.
Hey, I just got it. And let's go. So that means I got a 31 for my 31. Initiative.
Nice.
The Chrono Worm has blessed me today.
Finally. Kezra, what is yours?
17.
17?
God damn. What?
I roll terrible. I rolled a 6.
I know, but I was just like, it's, God, all right.
It's, every time it's funny. Elkwood, what was yours? 28. And Sir Benton Black.
A very middling roll. It was a 12 on the die, but since I'm using intimidation, it's a 31.
Whoa! Okay, then.
Is it intimidated with that roll?
Well, when what was the roll on that? Is that you have to make the intimidate? Or no, you get a free intimidation.
Mm-hmm.
Additionally, is that what it was?
Oh, called? Do I have to roll a second intimidation check?
It was, I think it was a normal roll. I think it's just like perception, but you get a free intimidation, so you can keep the 31 as your intimidation.
Okay, gotcha. All right, cool. So let's. Grimshaw and Benson got the same role. So do you guys want to decide who goes first? Or?
Benson, you go first.
Oh, okay. All right.
I will move Benson up. All right. So the which one did you intimidate there? John?
The one directly in front of me.
The one directly in front of you. All right. He is frightened. And I kind of like this because I love the idea that it was like waiting for you, and you come in and you just like scream at it, like looking directly at it,
right at it.
It's just like
a large knighted paladin. Like this has to be slightly jarring for this wild animal.
Yeah, because you were as big as it now. So
yes.
Yeah. He was expecting another slaver, probably.
Probably. Or, yeah. Mm. Okay. John, in which case,
John can still roll intimidation as his initiative, if it makes sense. That's what we talked about.
Yeah, yeah, of course, yeah. I mean, I guess technically it would have been perceiving since you were looking around, but, I don't know. I like it. Whatever. Yeah, it's my game. I get to run it how I want.
Yeah.
So the Kruth is still going to go before you, though.
Oh,
whoa.
It rolled really well on that. So it is going to come up out of the water, and it is going to attack you.
You approach me.
Well, I can't beat you up if I can't get close to you. And it is going to do a jaw attack first. So it's gonna. Oh, it has to get a little bit closer. Right, so it's gonna use its movement to get up onto the. So on the deck here on the boards, it's sort of like on like half in, half out. So its two front claws are like on like on mm-hmm. on the wood deck. Anyway. Jaw attack. Firstly, it is frightened. So there's only going to be a 28 to hit.
Oh, sorry, that's a miss.
It's going to be a miss. Okay, and then it is going to just try to reach out with a claw then. It's agile, so it's a little bit. Two on the die will definitely be a miss, though. Okay.
This is basically Pacific Rim, what we're doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. okay, that was the first Kruth's turn. Sir Benson Black, it is your turn.
Alrighty, well, I am going to just start swinging like a goddamn madman. Oh, fuck you, that's 6 on the die for a 24.
24, that is a miss.
Unfortunate. Second no, I can't intimidate it again. It's like, why didn't I intimidate it? No, can't do that.
Nope, it is already frightened, so.
Yep. Other strike is another natural 19.
Ooh.
Okay.
31.
31, that is, that's going to be a regular hit.
I figured as much, and I will take a regular hit.
Mm-hmm.
Do-do-do. 16 points of damage. And because fuck you, I'll swing again.
All right.
No, that was a 3.
Sounds like a miss. Okay. Right, Grimshaw, it is your turn.
Grimshaw is going to take a step closer.
Uh-huh.
That way I do not trigger any reactions.
Okay.
You are still within reach. And
yes.
I am going to feint to try to make you flat-footed.
Oh, okay.
So I do can't faint the way I did before.
Oh, this is gonna be good. This is a 30 against its perception DC.
Against its perception DC, that is double its perception DC. So yeah.
Wait, what?
Wait, so that's also a crit?
Yes. So yes. So that yeah that'd be.
Oh my god! An actual monster. Wait,
sorry. So that is 10 plus percent. So so no, not a crit.
Oh. Okay.
Sorry.
I was about to say, holy shit.
Oh. Okay, but that's fine. But it is flat-footed to me for this turn, which is good. Yeah. So I'm going to strike because I got it off kilter. What I did was I used my shield because my shield it has a magical sheen to it, so sometimes it can like bounce off light. So it's just kind of like a little fascinating. That's what I use my little distraction tactic. And then I go in with the Morningstar Milani. Milani has graced this fight because that is a natural 20.
Let's go.
Good shit.
Grimshaw's gonna fuck some people up right now.
Oh my gosh.
Out of curiosity, we've probably gone over this before, but does flat-footed and frightened stack?
Yes, it does.
Yep.
Oh, that's so brutal.
I know, it's so good. It's good.
Tim,
is he flat-foot?
Tim, do you want bludgeoning or piercing?
Which one's better, Kelly?
I know.
I leave it up to fate with Tim.
I always love how Kelly asks and he doesn't push for one or the other. Thank you,
I hate choosing. I feel like last time I went for piercing, so let's switch up and do some bludgeoning.
Get a bonk.
I think last time you went for bludgeoning, but okay.
Well, then I'll do piercing.
Okay, these are both really good.
That's sweet.
Hobbled. Until healed, the target is clumsy 2 and takes a 10-foot status penalty of all speeds.
This thing is fucked.
It's so dead. It's so dead. I imagine I just like crush it right on its like the one of the claws that it has up. I just smash. Smash it. Oh my gosh.
We've got Elkwood on the roof about to rain hell on these other two, and this one in front of us is basically already dead.
Yeah, so that is 40 points of damage.
Oh, crunch. Goodness.
What a monster.
Okay.
That is my turn.
Wait.
What a good turn.
Both you and Benson are hasted.
Oh.
What? Wait, what?
I hasted and enlarged both of you, and I stone-skinned you, Benson.
Wait, oh my gosh, I'm such a dummy. So that's an extra 4 points of damage. So it's 44 points of damage because I'm enlarged. Okay. Oh my gosh, Kyle, I'm so sorry. I just took the clumsy condition. I forgot to give myself the bonus to that attack. So 44 points of damage, and guess what? I get another swing.
Did you get another swing?
Because haste, baby.
And it's flat-footed, so, you know, it has all this other stuff on top of it.
This AC has to be in the garbage.
Oh, no. This is not good. I don't, even with all the negatives, I got an 18.
Yeah, that's going to be a mess.
Gross. That's my turn.
Damn it, I left an action on the field. Feels bad.
Oh, wait, don't I get to, like, move this creature with my shove?
Yep.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Benson, where do we want this bad boy? I think we want it kind of
more on the deck.
Dude, if you bring it close to us 5 feet, we get flanking automatically.
Would it make sense for me to dig in with my Morningstar and flop it onto the deck?
Why not?
Do it.
Jake?
Do what?
Would it make sense for me to flop it onto the deck with my Morningstar, kind of like a scoop?
Sure, why not?
Alright, sick.
Alright.
So I bring it right, yeah.
Okay then. All right. So you hit it and it goes flying up 5 feet onto the deck.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy.
This is incredible.
Okay.
This is going unbelievably better than our first time in this bowl.
I know, right?
No kidding.
Well, just spotting them beforehand helps.
Yes, yeah, I know, right? Elkwood, it is your turn.
Okay, so Elkwood, couple panels on the roof are ripped up, so he's just kind of standing up there, seeing this damage being laid out. First action, he's going to hunt prey on it, the one between Benson and Grimshaw.
Okay.
And Does that flat-footed condition, is that for everyone or just you?
I think it's just me.
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
Wait, how did you make it flat-footed again?
Faint.
Fainted.
That's you.
Let's see.
Yep. Yeah, you attempt. Yep, it's just defenses for
it
me.
It is frightened, though.
It is frightened.
True, It's frightened and clumsy and all that, too, so.
Well, the thing is, like, I rolled stealth for my thing, so the total was a 29.
So you want that to go against their perception DC?
Because then that way I would be hidden from it, I guess?
I mean, it's also focusing on these guys, so I'll say that for this round, it's a flat-footed against you, yeah.
Okay.
Which, I imagine you're going to hit it like crazy anyway, but...
I think you might be unnoticed?
Undetected,
yeah. I think is the word you're looking for.
Unnoticed is actually different. When you're unnoticed, you're also undetected.
Well, all right. Okay.
So he's going to do a 2 action to finish up the round, and he gets a 26 to hit. That's such 26, a low roll.
That is going
to
be a hit?
It's a low roll.
God, Elkwood's such a beast.
Mm-hmm.
22 points of damage.
Swink, swink, and goes into his backside.
And does it have any immunities? Just saying, because it's 3 points of fire and 4 points of electricity.
Nope. Doesn't have anything like that, so you're good.
Okay, just double checking. Okay, that's it.
Alright. Okay. And next it comes to the two other Kruth's turn. So the one that is way in the back is going to use all of its movements to get up to you guys. Mm-hmm. So it's going to go... Let's see.
This is where things start to get dicey.
Mm-hmm.
Swim of 30. So it's going to go here.
Whoa.
And it's going to spend the other... to get here.
Ooh,
so it gets right up next to Grimshaw.
I just have to keep remembering that I'm on the roof because the map says I'm right dead center.
Yes, I understand. Alright, like, so oh God. It is going to come jumping out of the water at you, Grimshaw, mouth agape with all of these teeth going every which direction. Jaw attack on you, Grimshaw. This could be a 36 to hit.
Yeah, it hits.
Alright.
Damn, they hit hard.
All right. I knew it would.
Okay. Okay, so it does that. So let me go ahead and deal damage here. 20 points of piercing damage.
Oh.
Luckily, no poison tooth.
Really?
Because poison tooth is an action.
Oh. Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. It is the third Kruth's turn.
I'm so sorry, I was muted. Retributive strike, so take 12 off of that damage. You're within 15 feet of me.
Oh.
There we go.
It says you're 20 feet. Yeah.
Oh,
I have reach, though. Yeah, fine. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, don't say that.
Cut that out.
I like the argument, but... okay, so the third Kruth's turn. So this one is actually the one that you guys had hit on a few times. So you can still see that this one from the battle has a few gashes on its head.
I don't remember hitting on it.
In which case, it is going to just got to spend 40. Oh, not like that. All right, so it's got to spend 2 actions as well to get up to you, Benson. And then it is going to do a jaw strike on you as well. 35 to hit.
That will hit.
Mm.
21 points of piercing damage.
Alrighty. That hurt.
Yeah.
21 plus my... Oh, I have stone skin on, so that's like, I think 15 points of damage.
Yeah, you have stone skin as well.
God, stone skin.
Yeah.
Is
no,
OP.
I only gave it to Benson because he's the only one who asked.
Oh, okay.
So he gets 5 resistance.
He deserved it.
So he deserves it. all right. Kezra, you were the caboose in this initiative, and you see 3 Kruths on 2 of your friends. So what are you going to do?
I'm very scared.
This is a nice, juicy line.
I know, but they're all the two. They have really long reach and AOEs.
No, I'm saying from there, just like shoot it through Benson. It's okay, he can take it.
Yeah, I can take it.
Shoot it right up his butt.
Cacao! I also have Red Tube Strike up, so.
Yeah, actually, I had something I wanted to do instead. Yeah, I'm gonna do that. Oops. This is gonna hurt, but I'm going to move to the other side of Benson.
Alright.
Oh.
They will both get their AOOs off.
Yep. Oh.
I have Blink on.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, true.
Oh, sure. Alright, first tail. So this is going to be the one. So I'm going in order of where you walk. So this is the one that is that just tried to attack Benson, or just did attack Benson. So that is going to be a 36 to hit.
Crit.
I will retro strike that.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. So 36 points of piercing damage.
Take 12 off of that.
Ooh. And take another 5, so... Okay.
Question. Does a critical hit interrupt the action that the AOO triggered?
It was just a movement.
Yeah, I think it's, okay. It's manipulate actions, right?
Okay, all right. I believe that's right, but I just verify that before I roll this next one.
Sure.
That was a 33 to hit, by the way.
Yep, that'd be a hit. Yep.
If your attack is a critical hit and the trigger was a manipulate action, you disrupt the action.
Okay. All right, so good. So Kezra's safe from being shocked. Huh.
18 points of damage to that particular gentleman.
Nice.
Wait, did you roll a hit on the?
I did. It was a 32.
Oh, that's right. All right, 18. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah, 18 points of damage.
So many things going on with attack of opportunity.
sorry. Right,
18
sorry,
points of damage. No, you're fine. All right, so the one that is clumsy and frightened and fly-footed to Grimshaw, he is going to lash out with his tail as well on you, Kezra.
Okay.
Because he's frightened, it's a little bit less. 27 hit. 17 points of piercing damage.
Liberating step. So that is 11 less.
So much fucking damage reduction, man.
I know, it's so good.
This is insanely good.
How much damage was it take?
Just stay between two.
17 points of piercing.
One damage.
What a fucking party makeup we have, man. This shit is insane.
And
you can take a free step if you want.
I did. Excellent. I felt pretty confident moving to that spot.
That's fair. And a paladin sandwich.
And now...
I was going to say, I'm taking a sandwich.
And
I'm taking a screenshot right now, because Kezra looks like the coziest little man.
He's between two big boys.
And now...
moved. Now what do you get it?
And now I would like all of the creatures to roll a will save.
No. Will save?
What are you doing?
As like a deep shadow kind of appears around them, just to them. It appears around Kezra, and Kezra kind of looks imposing and dark-eyed in their minds as I cast a... heightened fear spell.
Oh, so good.
I can target up to 5 creatures.
Oh my gosh.
That's 3 is less than 5. Okay, so I'm going to go left to right here.
Oh.
We'll save on the first one. This is the one that is attacking... this is the one that is attacking Grimshaw.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, that is going to be a 32.
Regular success.
Okay. One in the center, so this one's already frightened. Okay.
He shouldn't be frightened this much longer.
Hopefully not. 31.
Regular success. I think his frightened ran out after his turn.
I believe you're right, but... and then the last one... got a... Oh god, I have so many windows open. 36.
No.
All regular successes. That's surprising. Those are good rolls. They are all frightened one.
That's still good.
Numbers. That is good.
Man, did you roll like really good will saves, or do these things have just surprisingly good will?
You want to something crazy?
Huh.
Is that their best save?
No, they have, where is it? +4 status to all saves versus fear.
Oh my gosh. Oh, man. Wow. Wow.
I was wondering. I was like, Jesus, these are good rolls. Anyway, they're all still frightened.
I mean, this is still a good outcome.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, they still, it's the fact that success gave them a, you know, minus one to, you know, everything is like crazy good still. But yeah. Okay. Is that the end of your turn, Kizer?
Yeah.
Okay. So,
I have to roll to teleport.
Oh, right.
Oh, gosh.
So you can just go right outside.
He's going to see if he goes, blink.
Let's see.
Or,
was it 10 feet or 5 feet? It was 10 feet.
It's 10 feet, yeah.
Yep.
So you could either go closer to the water. I mean, if he teleports
out, it's not even a bad outcome.
No.
No, he just walks back in.
Oh,
so.
Man.
What's up, guys? What'd I miss?
There's my other dice. There it is. Alright,
See where he goes.
See ya, boys. I teleport to the other side.
The door's already open.
Yeah. I teleport to the other side of the wall.
That's fine.
So Kezra goes up, casts a fear spell, and just goes, whoop.
See
ya. I'm out.
See ya.
Alright, so.
Love that spell.
Blink is just so good. Even just for comedic purposes, it's amazing.
It's obscenely good, yeah.
Yeah. Alright, so the Kruth at the top of the round. So this is the one that you crit last time, Grimshaw. So this is what's going to happen. So this thing, as you hit it with a crit, it seems to go into a frenzy.
Oh, right. Oh, I forgot they had that.
Yep. So they have something called Pain Frenzy. Whenever the Kruth is damaged by a critical hit, it takes a +2 status bonus to attack and damage rolls.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I mean, that just negates its current debuffs right now.
So,
but still, I mean, that's kind of a cool ability.
It's very cool. All
right, so it is going to take all of its anger out on you. And it is going to lash out with a natural 1.
Let's go.
Oh, baby.
Sweet.
Pull the card.
What type of... Oh, it's a melee attack.
Yep.
Natural.
Unarmed.
Yeah, it's natural.
Ooh, overthink it. So this creature thought too hard about this. Your target gains a +2 circumstance bonus to AC against your attacks until the end of your next turn.
Oh,
wow.
Goodness
that
gracious.
That is so huge. Next turn.
That's so
huge. Goodness gracious. Okay, will it continue attacking? I don't want to. all right. In which case it'll turn to Benson then, because that's dumb.
Wait, what?
What?
Come on, bro. Are you afraid? Did I get in your head?
He's like, yes, he did.
All right. You know what? I mean, it's in a frenzy. You know what? I'll say that it goes after you.
Yay!
I'll give you that. Alright, so this is going to be multiple attack penalty and all that jazz. Another natural 1.
Are you shitting me?
I'm not.
This is the worst monster you've ever brought up, Jake. Gosh. This guy sucks.
Ooh. That was an awkward attack. Maybe its tail came up between its legs and hit its own testicles.
I hate it when that happens.
Don't you hate that? You are now flat-footed until the end of your next turn.
Oh my gosh.
Is that another stack?
So good.
Yeah, so that's going to stack with the frightened and the clumsy and the so.
Oh my gosh.
Alright. Third attack. If this is a natural 1. I'm just gonna kill it.
Yeah, just let it die. Honestly,
I'm just gonna let it die.
It'll drown in water.
This amphibious animal will drown. All right, not a natural 1.
Okay.
23 is definitely a miss, though.
Definitely a miss.
Yep.
All right.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. In the most hilarious turn I think I've ever seen in an TTRPG.
Wow.
It comes to Benson's turn.
Okay. You know what? Benson just feels bad at this point for this thing in front of him right now.
I know.
So he's going to try to end its life. He's going to cast Zeal and attack it.
All right. It is flat-footed, frightened, and clumsy, so...
I just rolled a natural 20.
Oh my god.
It was meant to be.
It was meant to be.
It was meant to be. Oh my god.
Oh god.
This just feels... It doesn't even feel good. I feel like an asshole.
Alright, Benson, when you're calculating the damage, don't forget your plus 2 from enlarge.
Oh, yep. Thank you, because I have done that in the past.
Yep. Oh boy. Normal... You flay the creature. Normal damage. Except the target is now enfeebled 3.
Oh my god.
Just racking
up
so
many
statuses.
So you just like... You like slice a piece of its tail off.
Oh.
Ah.
Oh my god.
I feel bad for it, to be honest.
Yeah.
Goodness.
So it was just times 2?
Yeah.
No,
oh, wait, it's did you say normal damage?
It's normal damage, normal but damage. It's now enfeebled 3.
Okay, it's 24 points of damage.
Did you add your plus 2?
Oh, wait, no, I didn't even add my plus 6. Jesus Christ. 32 points of damage.
Oh, because Zeal, oh my gosh!
Oh, that's right.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah.
Wait, so it would have been even more if that was a double?
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been, 64 points of damage, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
64 points of damage.
Zeal's a big boy hit.
Wow.
No kidding. Okay, this thing is in a lot of pain, and also stacked with every single... Yeah, this looks like... let me count. Yeah, so this is every single status effect
oh
possible.
Oh my god.
I will roll again, because that was my first attack.
Oh, you're right. You got
not yet stupefied yet.
Okay, that's definitely going to be a hit, because I was a natty 14 on the die. Okay.
Well, make sure to do the math, though, because its AC is severely lowered right now.
14 plus 13, Tim.
27.
27, regular hit.
Still. Nice. Nice.
Yeah.
So that is going to be 17 points of damage. Not the best roll.
Okay.
That's
pretty solid.
Still up, but it is on its last legs.
We've done some major damage to it. I'm kind of shocked.
I am fairly shocked that it's still up, but no, it's
okay. Yeah.
They have a really good amount of HP.
Yeah,
so.
For real.
That is my turn.
That is your turn.
Wait, was that all of your actions, including your haste actions?
Oh, no, but I can't move here, can I?
No, you can't move in between the wall and the cruise.
I'd like to get closer to you, but I can't.
Yeah,
so,
it's all
you
good.
Know what? Fuck it. Last swing.
Swing, baby, swing.
21.
21. That is going to be a miss.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Grimshaw.
Okay, Grimshaw. It's like I hate to use my highest attack bonus against this thing, but... You know, you gotta do what you gotta do, so I'm just gonna swing at it, finish it off. Let's go. Oh, I don't know if this will hit. I rolled so terribly. I got a 23.
23, that is a hit?
Oh my gosh.
Take it out.
Oh my gosh, alright.
Just end this thing, man.
Alright, I know, right? Come on, let's go. High roll. 7. 15 points of damage.
It is still up.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Damn. I'm not.
Jake's it's almost last legs.
Okay.
It's almost last legs. 30 health.
Well, no, it had 4 legs.
There you go. That makes sense. Alright, it's like I rolled so bad. I got a 24. It's like, what do? I go for guaranteed damage, or do I go for a coin flip? I'm gonna go for guaranteed damage.
Alright.
Because... Yeah, because I have 4 actions straight. Yeah. Reach out with a till touch. So roll me fortitude save.
Okay. 26.
Ooh. Okay, I think that might be a... Oh, that's actually a fail. That's a fail. What?
There we go.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Wait, what's your minimum damage?
What's my minimum damage?
Yeah.
Spellcaster's ability modifier. Minimum damage is... 9.
You kill it.
God. I just, in shades of little Johnny, I use a chill touch to put down a beast. Black. Rest. You shouldn't have been here in the first place. I'm sorry we couldn't more humanely have moved you, but, you're a danger. And, let's see, so I did two actions, so I have one action left. I can stride or strike, and I'm going to use that to strike the Kruth in front of me, which is frightened, and I'm only going to get a -5 to this, because my second attack was a fortitude save, which is pretty sweet.
All right. Yep.
I don't think this is going to be it, though, with a 19.
Yes, that is going to be a miss. Yeah,
very, very. This dice is very hot and cold.
Hot and cold.
It's either nat 20s or I roll 6s.
All right. Okay. Oakwood.
Okay, so seeing this thing getting taken down, he's going to switch his gaze over to the one that... which one should I go for? I mean, because the one next to Benson was hit, correct?
The one next to Benson, yes, that one was hit. It was only hit once, I think.
Okay, so he is going to switch his hunt prey to this one.
Okay.
And he's going to take a two-action shot. I mean, it's probably the best thing he can do in this position.
Yeah, Elk is the most safe and most capable he's ever been at this point.
Damn straight I am. I'm safe as hell. God damn it, another low roll. 25.
25, that is going to be a hit, actually, because it is frightened.
God. I'm rolling. I mean, I'm glad I'm hitting, but at the same time, I'm like, these can be better. So much better. Like under 10, I'm managing the hit. That sucks. 11 points of damage.
That was a
1, a 1, a 1, a 2, and a 3.
Oh my god. Jeez.
That's brutal.
That's bad.
Yes, it is. You know, for two actions, you're just like, not doing well. And he kind of feels bad, even for doing this, because he'd prefer to just take them out as painlessly as possible, because even though they are savage, like, they're wild creatures, he doesn't want them to be suffering at all. So he's kind of getting annoyed with himself here.
It's a shame you couldn't bring them all onto your side, because they clearly hated slavers, too.
Wow, we could have got along. Unleash them onto the ship.
An enemy of... food of my enemy is also my enemy. Or something like that. Alright, are you doing anything else on your turn?
No. And I would say at this point, too, Vamir is also with him up there.
Okay.
So
you're going to send Vamir in?
No, God, no. Oh, God. Vamir's AC is less than, I think, Kedra's, so no.
Vamir would get bit and dragged down into the water, like the crocodiles do that. They'll bite something and just drag it into the water.
Yeah, that would happen. No, yep. he ain't suffering that.
All right, So it comes to the Kruth's turns. So this is the one that is in front of you, Grimshaw.
Okay.
All right, so it is going to do its regular thing, where it's going to strike out with its jaws. So it is frightened. It's got a little bit of minus one. 26 to hit, unfortunately.
Miss. Whew.
Okay. And then it is going to do two claw strikes on me then. So multiple attack quantity. Wow. 26 and a 13.
Wow. Miss and miss.
I know. The other Kruth that is in front of Benson, it is going to strike out at you with a same thing, frightened, 32 to hit.
That's exactly it.
Alright, so it is going to do some regular damage. 25 points of piercing damage.
Ouch. All right.
And then it is going to use poison tooth and break off one of its teeth in your flesh. So you take 1d6 bleed, which is going to be 5 points of bleed damage.
Okay, can you give me the total again? I'm sorry, I'm just going through my sheets.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. So the actual bite damage was 25.
All right.
And then the bleed damage is going to be 5 bleed damage. And you are drained 1.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, that sucks.
And then it is going to, with 1 action, 2 action, then it's going to reach out and try to strike you with a claw then. For a 33 to hit?
Hits. This guy's on a roll.
20 points of slashing
that
damage.
That's a lot.
Ooh. Chipping away at that stone skin.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not taking as much damage as this, but yeah, it still sucks.
Right, right.
Yeah. All right, Kezra, it is your turn. You are outside.
Sure am. He'll walk over to the door. Poke his head inside.
Oh, he's back.
Yeah.
Norm!
And I think I will... I can't get them in a line, unfortunately. I don't want to get too close either. I might already be too close.
Yes.
Shut up,
they're
Jake.
Focusing on us.
Nobody asked you.
Nobody asked you, GM. Shut up.
Hurtful.
Okay. He will lift the staff and channel energy to his other hand as he unleashes a fireball.
Yeah. Nice.
The fireball.
That's what I'm talking about.
It'll explode.
Is that a manipulate?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so attack of opportunity then. Striking out with the tail. 22.
I'm in a doorway if it matters. Oh, it misses anyway.
Yeah, it missed anyway. Yay. So
I'm going to get my retributive strike off, though.
Well, I kind of needed to not lose my fireball, so.
Right. That's a good point. That's a great point, yeah.
All right, so you shoot the fireball, it explodes, getting both of them, I guess?
Yes.
Okay.
Reflex save. All
right, I will go going left to right. Reflex save on the first one. 25.
Fail.
Okay. Nice.
And the second
great
one,
damage.
The one that's directly in front of you. 19.
Oh, so good.
Oh, man.
So they both fail.
Okay.
So it's just a regular fireball. Well, listen to this damage. 66. So 6, 6, 6, 5, 4, 1. 28 damage.
Oh.
Damn.
Whoa.
What?
Oh.
So both take 28 damage.
That's
awesome.
That's incredible.
That's brutal, so good. Man.
It's so good.
It's a great fireball.
Yeah.
No kidding. God dang. Alright, and you are going to blink at the end of your turn?
Sure am.
Places
I'll go. Okay. This could be bad or good. Let's see. Two,
I don't think it honestly
three,
matters four. That much.
Oh, I disappear from the doorway.
Oh,
okay.
See ya.
Appears, throws his fireball, leaves. Doesn't explain.
It doesn't explain anything.
At least I'm so close to the door.
Yeah. He's like 5 feet like away from the door on the other side of it. So, okay. Top of the round is actually Benson's turn.
Mm. All right. I'm just gonna attack the one in front of me. Wait. I haven't frightened this one yet.
Nope.
It is frightened one already.
Can I not use intimidation on it?
You could. It just would make it. You could make it frightened two with a critical success.
Wait, has this one gone since that frightened spell ended?
It has.
It should be nothing. Yeah.
So Benson can
re-frighten. Yes.
Okay. 16 on the die.
Ooh.
For a 35.
For a 35, that is a critical success.
Yes!
Frightened too. Oh, so good.
I should have kept frightened on. Shouldn't have taken it up. Alright, so frightened 2.
Oh, that's
now.
So good.
Tim, 18 plus 13.
31.
That is your to hit.
Two hit, yes.
Alright, that is going to be a regular hit.
Alright. 14 points of damage.
Did you add the plus 2?
Alright.
Oh! 16 points of damage.
No, they're minus 2. Okay.
Only a 10 on the die for a 23, unfortunately.
Okay, so that is going to... That'll be a miss.
Unfortunate.
Alright, you have one more action.
Oh, yes, I'm hasted.
If you stepped closer to me, that would be good, because my plan is to step closer to you so that I can get that AC bonus.
I will move the dead Kruth into the water.
Yep, I will.
Now,
do
I
that.
Think. Slash. Was Benson right in front of the Kruth?
Oh, he didn't.
He was.
So he moves. He moved 10 feet, so he'd only step 5 feet.
So is the question, do so I get the attack of opportunity on me?
No, if you use a step, you could be right here.
You wouldn't anyway, because he used it on Kezra.
Yes, because I'm gonna take 2 steps to be right next to you.
All
right,
good.
I got my plant turn all planned out.
Yeah. Nice.
Regardless, it can't use the attack of opportunity because he used it on Kezra.
Oh yeah.
All right.
Is that the end of your turn, Benson?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Alright, Grimshaw, it is your turn.
Grimshaw is gonna step.
Mm-hmm.
Step.
2 steps.
And then shuffle ball change. No, I'm just kidding. Then he's going to feint the Kruth that Benson's been hammering on. So okay. The one diagonal to him. Ooh, nat 20, baby.
Are you kidding?
So that means... That means he is flat-footed to me until the end of my next turn. So that means I don't have to spend an action next turn to make it flat-footed to me.
Gotcha.
And now I will strike. Step, step, feint, strike. Ah, this dice is so hot and cold. I got a 24.
Yeah, 24.
That's a hit, actually.
Wow.
Sweet. Really?
Oh yep. My gosh. Only because of those statuses, I'm sure.
Yes,
only
because the Frightened 2 and Flat Footed, yeah.
Hey, not bad, not bad. So 9 plus 8 is 17 points of damage.
17? Not bad at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, per solid.
That's my turn.
All right.
And I got that juicy plus 2 to AC because I'm next to Benson.
Yep. Did you do the plus 2 to damage?
I did indeed.
Okay, good. Alright. Elkwood, it is your turn.
Okay. So he's just going to try to take another 2 action shot against this thing.
Okay.
And... 31 hit.
That is going to be a regular hit, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Very, very close to a crit, though, I'll tell you that.
Oh, really? Well, 26 points of damage. The dice were better this time.
Wow.
4, 4, 4, so, 6, 5, and 4. Plus,
that's what I'm talking
like
about. Yeah.
Plus, yeah, it was a decent... It was better than my 11 damage last time.
Yeah, right.
Oh,
much better.
That one hurt. And so, in third action, he's just going to fire again. Like, he just knocks it back, tries to really aim, like, get a solid chunk with this. Oh, fuck. That's a fucking natural 20.
Oh my god.
Come on, let's go.
Goodness.
Alright, Kezra, you're next.
I'm alright.
Piercing.
Ooh, interesting. Punctured lung. The target is suffocating until it's magically healed.
Oh.
Oh. So for the rest of its life.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it has a certain amount of turns plus con. Suffocating is not fun.
And then it uses up.
Suffocate. Okay, well, that's the spell. Can you look that up for when it comes to...
We got you.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Fucking crit damage. Oh, my God. 63 points of damage.
Oh, well, it's...
What?
Okay.
Yay!
That is, I will say, a 7, an 8, a 1, a 6, and a 3.
What the fuck?
Wow.
Double that.
Oh, my
plus
gosh.
Plus 7 due to deadly. Plus,
goodness,
everything else. God. Oh. So, yeah, he made up for that one.
And oh, my just, gosh.
That, as you said, shot it right in its lungs and just skewered
that shit is insane.
Oh, my gosh.
Right. Oh, my God.
That one is dead. Okay, and it goes collapsing into the water with its friend.
Oh, Jesus.
Right. Right. Is that the end of your turn?
That's it.
Okay. It is going to be the Kruth, the last Kruth's turn. It is going to...
Get out of town. Just leave. You don't have to die.
Do you speak Kruth?
Do I speak Kruth? Actually,
no. Okay, so step up and is going to make a jaw strike on you.
Mm-hmm.
Grimshaw took Kruth as an elective in his senior year of champion school.
I did.
Guys, we just have to give them goblins. There's going to be a 38 to hit.
Yeah, that hits.
All right. Low damage, 17 points of piercing.
Okay.
And it is going to use its last action to use Poison Tooth.
Of course it does.
Of course it does. In which case, you will take 6 points of bleed damage. Mm. That is max bleed damage, and you are drained 1.
Love it.
So now, remember on this, when it comes to your guys' turn, neither can be healed while a tooth remains. Yep. Removing the tooth safely requires a successful successful check to administer first aid.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of ending bleeding or stabilizing, this removes the drained condition, but does not automatically end the bleed damage.
Yeah.
So it's like you got to do like 2 separate checks. Comes to Kezra.
Alrighty. Yeah,
so you were just outside of the doorway, so
yeah,
you
Kezra,
step back in.
He'll step back in to where he can see this dude. And yeah, his body fills up with blue scales as lightning fills his mouth, and he lets out a bolt of dragon breath on this creature.
Heck,
roll
yeah.
A reflex save.
Okay. It's reflex save. Natural 1.
Oh my gosh. Sweet. This is your crit, Kel. This is your crit.
This was the
you
crit.
You got it.
Not
oh my gosh.
So on 9d6, didn't roll great damage. 25, so 50 damage.
Ooh.
Still.
That's still a chunk.
Yeah.
A lot of 1s and 2s, but 50 damage is nice.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome chunk.
Right.
And now I'll...
It's 96 for that breath weapon?
It heightens every time I gain spell level, so it's up to 96 at this point. It's pretty
That's
awesome.
Good.
And
That's
now insane. I will see if I blink into the water. Ooh, a 16. So that's going to be... That's going to be in the water, right? Right here.
Just into the water.
I mean, yeah, it's kind of bad.
Oh, no. That Kruth is going to just jump right in and be like, oh, don't mind if I do.
I don't think this Kruth could be claimed to be unseen.
Sorry, this thing can't hold on to me for more than 1 round. Doesn't matter.
Oh, right, that's true.
we've done this before. Alright, Benson, it is your turn.
Am I unable to move? Beyond,
I was going to describe this. Mm. So the walkway that you're on is only 15 feet wide. Considering you and Grimshaw are both large, you are not able to shimmy your way beside him.
Mm. How deep is the water?
It doesn't say. I'll say it's 15 feet deep. Because they were swimming around.
Yeah. Wait, hold on.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Trying to find it. Okay.
Pick a song out of that.
Never mind.
Oh well, thanks.
Okay. Here's my argument. Okay. Do you remember when we were battling One Eye, and I was between like Helgi and like the crumbled wall, and there was like half a square, and I could move through that half a square. It wasn't technically squeezing, because squeezing is an exploration activity now, but instead it was difficult terrain.
Fair.
If Benson wanted, I think he would have enough movement to get to the other side of the Kruth here.
So he would still be moving through an enemy occupied spaces, which would require like the acrobatics check or whatever.
Would it though?
Yeah. Yeah, it would.
Well, I've done all I can do.
Can I move to that space?
If you were trying to stand over the water, you will.
Tim, shut up.
What other dex-based skills could I have you do? So if you were shimmying on the edge of the water right there.
I'm trying to work this.
I see you trying to work it.
Are you fucking kidding me?
There's no way around here, Charles. Everyone at home.
Benson, what kind of weapon are you wielding?
One-handed sword.
Is it a bastard sword?
Yes, it is.
Okay. It has a shifting rune on it, right?
Yes, it does.
And it has the two-handed trait, right?
Yes. Yes, it can.
So, you could spend one action to turn it into a pole arm, but you have to drop your shield, but then you'd have an extra 5 feet of reach to go along with your already large reach.
You know what? Fuck it. I'll do that.
So you could turn it.
That sounds sick.
You could turn it into a halberd. It would still be striking.
It would still be.
It'd be an action to shift it, and it'd be an action to shift your stance to two-handed.
Okay, sure. What's the damage on halberd?
D10.
1d10, I believe. Yeah.
So 2d10.
Yep. Do your regular attack, and then because it'll be all the same stuff there. But when you roll damage, you'll do D10s instead of D8s or whatever.
All right, because I just rolled 90-17.
Ooh.
Ooh. Okay.
No map deficiency there.
Nope. Because all you did was shift, change stance, and drop shields. It's only two actions so far, and no attacking. So
Tim.
Yep.
Good.
17 plus 18.
35.
35, there's a regular hit.
Yeah.
Not great damage, but that's still a 20 points of damage.
Whoa.
Plus 2 for being large?
22.
Oh my gosh. <All right>.
Okay then. Very cool. I was going to suggest something if John was just like, I don't know what to do. I was going to say, you got a shifting sword, buddy.
I keep forgetting about that. I'm like default bastard sword.
It does feel like one of those abilities on a sword that's like kind of meh until something like this happens.
Yeah,
and then you're really happy you have it. Yeah. Grimshaw, your turn.
What are you doing?
We are watching Timmy measure the outside. He's trying to measure out one door around the outside of the building to the other door to flank the Kruth.
Uh-huh. I know he's doing. Oh my god! Yeah.
Let's see. 25 plus 55 is 80.
80. Yep.
Oh my gosh! No freaking way.
Let's hear it.
So, what's the total run here?
So. Flames.
shoot out.
Oh my god.
Of his ass.
I hate whatever this fucking item is. Because, like, oh yeah, all the bad things about being a champion, I just don't have to worry about that.
Oh man, Benson could have just dimension doored to the other side of this thing.
That's true, he could have.
That's also true.
Yep, you're right, I completely forgot about that. Yep. Egg on my face.
So, Grimshaw, you start up your aftermarket Honda Civic.
Uh-huh.
And you go around the outside.
Yeah, so that is two actions. Oh, hold on, okay. hold on. Let me see.
Oh.
Maybe I don't have enough.
Even with all that, you don't have enough.
I don't know if I have enough action economy.
Oh, okay.
Probably
an action.
I probably have just enough. Yeah, because it's action to activate it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Well, you're hasted. So,
I am hasted, but two actions to activate it, two actions to move, I'd be out of actions. So instead, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to activate it. So I'm going to rev the engine. Then I'm going to spend an action. So I'm still on the other side. Okay. Then I'm going to spend an action to feint it, try to deceive this crew. Oh, I don't know if I'm going to get it with a 22 against its perception 22, DC.
That is a miss. Yeah, that is a fail, yeah.
And then last action, not a crit fail, right?
No. Okay. No.
Last action, I'm going to just strike out, just regular old bonuses.
Alrighty.
27.
27, regular hits.
Wow. That was not a great roll, but when you got that full attack bonus, things can happen. So that's 12 points of damage.
Cool. Alright. Okay. Next he comes to Elkwood.
He's just gonna keep going at it. I mean, hunt prey on this one, seeing that's the last bit. I mean, he wish he was better at nature so he could maybe communicate with it and say, go away, be go free.
Away. I don't want you no more.
No.
Go away.
Oh, and I took bleed damage again, just so everyone knows.
Mm. Okay, good.
Okay, but then he goes, takes a two action, you know, just typical shit. 31 to hit again.
Yep, that's a regular hit.
Takes a deep breath, releases the arrow, and goddamn, 26 points of damage.
Oh my god.
Okay.
And he is done for the round. He's just hoping this thing could be cleaned up quickly.
Alright. After that arrow hits him in the side, the Cruz grabs it and he sort of like rips the arrow out with his like giant claw.
Yeesh.
And the Cruz turns to the water and dives in.
Damn it.
And then you can see the spines and stuff on its back as it goes to the north and goes out the boathouse interior to never be seen
coward.
Again.
Coward!
Yay!
Yeah, technically, we won.
So you guys have free reign of the boathouse interior as you have defeated the Cruce. As you guys look around, actually, go ahead, give me make me perception checks. Actually, as you're kind of like looking things over now.
Oh, that was ass. 28.
28 is enough to find what appears to be a greater thunderstone.
Wait, what?
Ooh.
I'm shocked.
Hot damn.
We can finally evolve my Pikachu.
Into a Mega Raichu.
As large Grimshaw is like, I'm going to evolve my Pikachu. I'm like, no, I'm evolving my Pikachu. And then there's a real kaiju fight in the center.
So a greater thunderstone is a thunderstone that, you know, creates a thunderous noise, but this is a better one. Yeah, it appears to be wedged between two wooden planks near the entrance to the tackle storage, and is I'll tell you what happened was that one of the Scarlet Triad members was going to use it, didn't get to. But you pick it up and you look at it and you're like, oh, this is neat, and you read the back of it and it says you leveled up.
Oh shit!
Let's go.
Let's go.
I'll see you guys next week.
Yeah. I'll see you guys next week. Jake, I love you. I've never criticized you at all as a DM.
Oh my god.
And Grim shows his bicep and flexes the teeth out, and we don't have to worry about that. Yay!
Holy
Hey, it's Timmy from the DPS. Are you a dice-obsessed goblin who also loves small biz? Looking to level up your dice game? Check out Greenleaf Geek. They offer an array of dice, including the artisanal handmade Hologalactic set. It's star-studded, literally. Use offer code DRAGONPUNCHSQUAD at checkout to save 10% off. And while you're there, you can opt to plant a tree, and every dollar given is matched by Greenleaf Geek. Save your party from certain doom, as well as our planet. That's DRAGONPUNCHSQUAD, all caps, at checkout for 10% off. And we'll see you in the next episode.